so bored. You need to walk the other way. I tell you once more.
Welcome to Women Leading in Cannabis. I'm your host, Kira Reed. Thank you so much for joining us. Our guest today is Stephanie Graziano, CEO of Sensi Media Group. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Hi there. Thanks so much for having me.
Stephanie's diverse background across the business landscape brings a proven track record in community building, content development, licensing, and merchandising, as well as functional corporate stewardship and oversight. A veteran creative entrepreneur who thrives in startup and growth opportunities, Stephanie co-founded and held the position of COO, executive producer, in the innovative Green Flower, currently the leader in cannabis education. With 30 years in the entertainment industry as a producer, director, leader, executive, and entrepreneur, Stephanie brings experience with intellectual property development, commercial advertising, licensing, and international co-productions and distribution of broadcast and print properties. She's managed initiatives and teams of people on 7 continents, hundreds of live projects in motion simultaneously, and understands how to let great teams work and reach goals. She enjoyed executive-level positions at Disney, DreamWorks, Fox Broadcasting, Marvel Entertainment, and led operations of teams in multiple European and Asian companies. Stephanie is a co-author of Conscious Entrepreneur, a Silver Nautilus Award-winning book, and the acclaimed book, Writer to Writer. Wow, Stephanie, what a career!
Thank you. It's been fun.
So you've got a really fascinating background that ranges from working at Marvel and with DreamWorks in animation to founding a cannabis media company with Greenflower. What was the catalyst for the change in your career direction and why cannabis?
Well, it was a really interesting move. It was actually just, it wasn't planned. It just happened. I was fortunate enough to meet Max Simon in a business program that he was leading. I had actually left the entertainment industry, had launched my own business coaching company, had been working that primarily with women entrepreneurs for about 5 years. I took a program that Max was offering on online marketing. And the two of us, you know, over the year of the program, just really discovered that we had some synergistic talents and perspectives and outlooks for success. He brought a deep knowledge and love of cannabis and the cannabis industry, and I brought a background in production, in video, in content creation. And at one point, we just looked at each other and said, you know, why not? Like, this is something that the industry could really use. I mean, this was quite a while ago. This was 2014. So there wasn't anything like what we were determining we were going to be best in the world at, right? Which was creating online video-based education. And from there, it just spiraled into a really amazing company with thousands of hours of great expert-led content. And really threw me into the world of cannabis.
And how do you feel about being here now?
I think it's amazing. I mean, I think that it's really a unique time in our history to be involved in the propelling of a human right of choice. And not only that, but on the cutting edge of so many discoveries, on the change in what activism looks like, and riding the waves of so many other social changes in society around the world.
With your position at Sensi, you are now one of a small group of women CEOs in cannabis, and we're down to about 8% are women. How will Sensi Media be part of the solution of advancing women and people of color in cannabis from your position and being part of just 8% of women in the entire industry? How are you going to pioneer as a woman CEO in a way that will help and encourage other women leaders to step up and show that women can run a company very successfully? So it's kind of a two-part question. One part is, how are you going to lead Sensi Media in the advancement of women and people of color? And then how, as a CEO, are you going to lead the charge in showing the rest of this industry that women can do this?
In regards to the first question, I've been here at Sensi for just a few months now. And one of the things that I've recognized is the strength of the women on this team. It's my goal to not only bring the sensibility that I think women CEOs bring to an opportunity of leading a company, but also to share the experiences that I've had as an entrepreneur and a leader and as a woman and as an Asian woman in all types of corporate situations as well as entrepreneurial situations. I'd love to be able to share that internally with our teams to help elevate the women who are so strong and so enthusiastic and so knowledgeable about our business and who love the connections that they make with the outside world on behalf of the magazine, to really help mentor them into leadership roles within the company. And I think we've already started to do that. So I've already elevated two women within the ranks to positions that are going to be leading opportunities for the magazine's growth and strength in the industry. And I think that their drive and their perspective is really going to help propel that. When it comes to, the industry at large, I have met so many amazing women leaders in cannabis. And I think it's just a matter of opportunity, of taking advantage of opportunity, of taking advantage of innovation that women have a strength in. You know, it's intuitive and on some levels nurturing, it's connected, it's open. I just really feel like the female leader energy is amazing. And the more I can get connected and stay connected with other women in the industry, the more we can nurture and mentor other women, women of all colors, all nationalities, all areas of the industry, all backgrounds in terms of experience. I think the industry is going to benefit from that. The world is going to benefit from it.
And I completely agree with you. I talk with women leaders in this space all the time. And when I saw that we have only 8% CEOs in cannabis, it's a hard thing for me to wrap my brain around because I am surrounded by so many incredible women leaders in this space who bring talent and ambition from other industries that I mean, we wouldn't be able to be where we are in this industry without the women who've brought their talents and skills and leadership to this space. So I'm so glad to see you are also seeing the same thing. And I think it's amazing what you're doing at Sensi, especially promoting women from within. That's great. Well done, Stephanie. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, Sensi has been, so let's change the subject a little bit. Sensi has been a part of the cannabis landscape for many years now. How do you see cannabis publishing changing as a whole, and then in particular with Sensi over the next 5 years? It's no longer, you know, the High Times version of just images and conversations around cannabis. Sensi really dives in and gets the whole lifestyle perspective of it. How is this going to continue to change over the next 5 years?
I really, I think like many people, Sensi has always been at the top of my list in terms of industry publications. And, you know, when I was, I was so honored when I got the phone call to consider this position. And then ultimately, when I actually received the position, I was excited not only about where Cincy has been and what it's been in terms of my role previously in cannabis, but with the opportunity of what it could actually become, you know, how it develops and how we can even better serve the industry. You know, I love all of the lifestyle that Cincy has always been involved in. It's always shown a very elevated and elegant collaboration between cannabis and other lifestyle. So I think, you know, continuing in that vein, being really creative and innovative in terms of what we bring in terms of conversations within the magazine, certainly more of the expert voices, more women's voices, although we do have a lot of women editors who are writing for the magazine, and I really appreciate that. But finding more women's voices to share, finding, like you said, the talent, keeping a very elegant look, a high image, you know, glamour, and, you know, not playing into what has been the old stereotype of a cannabis consumer, but really showing that we're all just, we're regular people, we're high earners, we're respectable. I think, you know, we love amazing, beautiful things and experiences, and just continuing to bring that and build even more into the magazine is what I'm looking forward to.
And how did COVID change the magazine industry and Cincy particularly?
Wow. So that was a big deal. You know, Cincy has been a magazine, but not only a magazine. One of the things that's most important to us about the magazine and all of the things that we do around it is that we really look to build and bring community together. And so, you know, not just the cannabis community, but of course the cannabis community. And we invite, you know, people from outside of the cannabis community to join us as well, because we're all, you know, in this together. We are a big event company, and both in terms of on a national level and on a local market level, we really look to support the communities by creating opportunities for them to get together and to enjoy each other's company and to meet and collaborate. We've had so many testimonials about businesses who met at our events, our B2B events, who ended up being in business together. And so that makes us really happy. During COVID, because, you know, obviously we were in lockdown, we weren't able to bring communities together. We had to really shift our perspectives on what our business looked like. We created an online virtual community where we meet now in every market, and it still continues, where businesses can meet face-to-face via Zoom, who can be separated into individual rooms and collaborate together. You can cross-market, you can join virtual Connect meetings, you know, across states. You can create mentorships. It's an amazing opportunity that came out of COVID. We also took the magazine digital, which was a really hard decision, but the only decision for the time period of lockdown. It turned out to be really well received, and we learned a lot from doing that. Coming out of COVID, though, we've really, you know, we've recognized that our audience still loves our magazine. They love to have it in their hand. The quality that we produce in our magazine is second to none. And so we've gone now to a hybrid version of digital monthly and printed quarterly magazines. The first quarterly will launch in September, and it promises to be amazing. We've also hybrided our networking and our community opportunities. We're going back to live events in every market, and we're keeping our virtual team meetings alive so that all of our community can meet virtually if they can't show up at the live. So I think a lot of good came out of that time, although it seemed like a really hard time. Now that we're on the other side of it, we really learned a lot.
That's awesome. I'm very happy to hear that, as opposed to other stories where COVID just knocked them down and they weren't able to pivot. I think a lot of cannabis companies were actually really nimble. And because we're so used to having to change so much from regulations that come down and can completely disrupt everything, that I think a lot of cannabis companies really pivoted well. And I'm so glad to see that since he was able to launch digital, and then it has opened up this whole other business model for you, as it has for us as well with online events. And what a great way to bring greater numbers of people together in one time period to just have them all meet together virtually. I'm very excited. I've been to one or two of your Scentsy community events, and they're awesome. Congratulations. So let's talk about what you're most excited about in the coming year with Scentsy. Do you have any new features or releases coming? And let's talk about those in-person events. When are you going back to them?
Yeah. So what I'm most looking forward to is a shift in our perspective around being simply a magazine that is propelled by events and the idea that we can bring our magazine community together. What we've done in coming out of COVID and looking at the old model of advertising and then just a community connection, we've really developed now and have just launched what we call a multiple points of engagement program. What we want to do is take advantage of all of the things that we've created in and around the magazine and our events and our access outside of just those two things to the rest of the industry. And what we're offering for people now are ways for them to advertise their business in association with a lot of other amazing businesses, surrounded by a lifestyle magazine that has some, you know, great reads and good articles, but also an opportunity within that to create custom content around companies, around products, around people that allow you to be seen in a way that an advertisement doesn't share with the community. So, you know, personal profiles and perspectives and product spotlights, opportunities to share speaking at events and promotional opportunities. We're doing local market events like grab bags and scavenger hunts and golf tournaments and beach parties.
How fun.
Yeah, I think that there's, you know, we're trying to create an environment that's sort of a turnkey operation to build and scale your own business. You know, eventually we see adding workshops that will benefit, you know, businesses within the industry that are lacking information or education in a specific area. We're looking at adding a podcast where some of the leaders who are involved with us will be able to speak about how they grew and scaled their business. And specifically from a marketing and advertising perspective, what's important there, how to get your brand awareness out, things like that. And then ultimately, you know, we have a couple of other business accelerator opportunities that we're developing that I'm hoping will be launched by the first of next year. So, you know, what we want to do is be able to offer our business advertisers and partners multiple points of education, exposure, brand awareness, brand development, and scaling through the relationship with Scentsy.
What are you most excited about and what are you most concerned about legalization?
I'm most excited about the idea that the world sees this as a legal industry. I really, it just makes me sad when we have an opportunity for businesses to be engaged with us and they consider us illegal, right? That makes me really sad. What I'm most concerned about are all of the small operators, all of the legacy growers. I just want to make sure that everyone who has built this industry on their backs, all of those who have come before today and before legalization, that they have an opportunity to lead the way in this industry, because they are really the founders. They're the fighters. They're the ones who have allowed us to get to this point where we're having legalization conversations and adoption across states. So, my concern is that all of them stay whole and continue to thrive.
Mm. That is probably the number one concern I hear. I ask that question of a lot of my guests, and that is the thing I hear over and over again, the small operators. Hopefully we will be able to do something to prevent that from happening if we're all aware of it before it comes down. But it sure would be nice to be seen as a legal industry. I completely agree with you on that. So if women want to get involved with Sensi, what opportunities are available for them, and how do they reach out to you to find out more about them?
My email is right on the website. It's in every magazine, in the masthead. Feel free to email me directly, and I'm happy to talk about any current opportunities. I mean, we're absolutely in a growth mode. We're looking to launch new states. You know, we always are looking for new sales executives, but we have opportunities in terms of women who are innovating in the industry, women who are designing new products. We look for artful, design as well as voices. You know, we're always looking for writers. We're looking for storytellers. We're looking for people to interview executives who are doing amazing things within their own companies. I think there's so many opportunities to get involved with us. But I would just welcome hearing from anybody, honestly.
I love that. Thank you. And thank you, Stephanie, for your time and for sharing your journey with us today. Ladies, thank you for tuning in. If you haven't yet joined the Women Empowered in Cannabis community, go to our brand new membership portal at womenempoweredincannabis.com. There you'll find lots of information on our new memberships for women working in cannabis. You can also find us on Clubhouse as WEIC, where we host AMA rooms with investors and recruiters and monthly open mics to introduce yourself to the community. WEIC is a community that provides resources, connections, events, and content to women working in cannabis in the U.S., Canada, and around the world where there's an interest in cannabis legalization. We welcome women who are currently working in cannabis or curious about taking a leap into the industry. Consider becoming a supporting member or a supporting business for benefits and access across the network. And join us again for another conversation with smart women in cannabis. And if you enjoy this podcast, join us for a unique virtual leadership summit where we are discussing power and collaboration on July 21st.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, host of Casually Baked, the podcast. If you're curious to explore the highly responsible side of cannabis, farming, and legalization, I'm here to help lighten the stigma and build your canna confidence. Download episodes now of Casually Baked, the podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, and journey with me through the evolving cannabis culture and discover how and why people like you are adding cannabis to their wellness toolkit. It's time to get casually baked.